What do we need this for? Rashi says, Dishleimer Rosh, Dishleimer says Rosh and Ped the first. The word Rosh, Itzuch Rebuyim Shum Shekvar Hutaz, that has already chopped off already. So, and, it does, and you don't have to skin it. So maybe there's no mitzvah altogether to burn it. That's why in the first plus it gets a Rosh to say, no, you have to burn the head. And the plus, second plus, the Rosh is to teach us that you burn it first.
But that's good why it says the word Rosh like twice, Rosh and Rosh Shalai, but Pedah, the fats, what do you have to have it twice for? Samora says, yes, me boil the katan like we learned. Ketzer way, so how exactly to do when you burn the head of the korban oilo, is choyfes ha-pedah rabeis ha-shchita. What you have to do is, the beis ha-shchita, first you cover it up with the fats of the animal. O malei, and that's the way you bring it up to the mizbeach to be burnt. Vezel derakovit shemal, that's called derakovoid, like for the shchina. Now, if you makrib the roish, you should first cover it up with its fats on the makam of the chituch. The natchi shenor does not be able to see all the dirtiness of the blood. That's the way to do it, is first bring it up and cover it up with fats. That's why it says it twice. The teacher, that's the way you cover up the beis shchita with fats. And then the teacher, that's like a burn first with the head. Another one to say, there's a Tana that learns out from this place. Again, to teach us that Shchit is Minasava from the neck. The Tana we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Zois teras abheima. This is the alochas of a behema. V'yoif and oif. So mashma behema and oif have the same alochas. So the question is, v'chi b'eize teira shovsa behema li'oif. Which alochas are they alike? A behema and a oif? So l'chura, behema li'oif, v'yoif le'behema. Which halachas are they like? Behema, lechur, they're different, the question is. Behema, metama, b'mag, b'masa. When a behema dies, it's nevela. Whoever touches it or carries it becomes tamei. Or if a bird, a dead bird, ain't a metama, b'mag, b'masa. If you just touch it or carry a dead bird, enough, you don't become tamei. And the opposite way, oif is metama, b'godem, b'beis, ablia. There's a special halacha. If you did kizayis of a nevelas of an oif, of a dead bird, oif tor, if you did kizayis of its nevela, so it's metami you when you swallow it. That's called a beis abliya. When you swallow down the kezayis, that's exactly because that's when you first become tamei. Mashenkin behema, ain't a metama begodma beis abliya. If you don't touch the behema, if someone just puts the mouth, the food, the kezayis of it down your mouth, and you swallow it, you don't become tamei. A behema doesn't have this halacha of beis abliya. If so, they have different halachas. So b'ezer Torah, which halacha is the Torah talking about? B'ezer Torah shofs a behema li'oif, and which halacha are they alike? A behema and a knife, v'yoif le'behema and behema back to a knife. Is loimla? Of course, the pasuk means to teach us over here again. Of zeis teras a behema v'yoif, the pasuk means to teach us like this: that ma behema, just like by behema, b'shchita you have to make a shchita on a behema. To tell you af oif b'shchita, oif also needs a shchita. I imal halam b'roif shnayim, maybe just like by behema. There the shchit is b'roif shnayim. And Rashi says, how do you know this? Rashi says, imad heima b'roif shnayim, you have to cut at least most of the two simonim. Mid itzrach liyel l'rabbi says a roish shakvar hutas. We had before that the head was already chopped off. So, di b'simonech lav hutas kari lei. If you only make a shchit on one simon, it's not called cut off. L'yisnach l'rabuye. So, shchit from the psukim before that called the roish was hutas, meaning a regular head by a behema needs a shchit of two simonim, or at least roif simonim. If so, maybe I would have thought to say afkan roif shnayim. Maybe here also by an oif also the shchit has to be with roif of the two simonim. Tamlem, this pasuk says no zois. Actually says muta. It's a miut that there's some difference between the two. A zois teras of behema roif means a separate halachas. Reb Lezer says like this. Reb Lezer Weimer, B'yeza Torah, Shovsa Behemel Yef, and which halachas are they alike? So the Psham, the first one, Yom, is they're alike by Shchita, but still they have different halachas, even though they both need Shchita, but they're different halachas. Reb Lezer Weimer now, B'yeza Torah, Shovsa Behemel Yef, and which halachas are an Oif and Behemel alike? For Yef and also to a Behemel. Lemelach, the Pasuk teach us, Ma'oif Hechsher Minat Savor, just like by an Oif, at least by Kochim, the Malika, is done by its neck. Af behema who are in the behema also with shchita zachshera minatzavur. It's also the shchita is like a malika. It's also done on the neck. So more as imal halam. Maybe if you're learning it out from malika imal halam mimul eruf. Maybe malika there turns us clearly do on the top of the back of the neck. So maybe afkan maybe a shchita in the behema should also be mimul eruf from the back of the neck, and we know no shechita has to be from the front. You can't first cut the mafrekas in the right bosa. So how do you know to say this? Tamar, the pasuk says, "O molak es roish memul orpoi." Some lika should be done on the back of the neck, and v'loy yavdil. You don't have to divide it in two. Means you don't have to cut both simon and by oilas, oilas chatas, by chatasoyf. So v'loy yavdil roishoy. So we dash on this. Only by Malika, this neck is supposed to be done on the back of the neck. But no other shchit is done in the back of the neck, but rather in the front of the neck. So Koponim, he will learn out that shchit is minatzavar. It's doima to Malika, just by Malika it's in the back of the neck, and by shchit is in the front of the neck. But how do you know it has to be by the tzavar? That's from this pasuk. Now the Mora says, according to Rabbi Lezer, high zeis meal, but what does it do with the meat, the zeis, mashm only here and not there? According to him, it's teaching us that they both need a shchita from the neck, so it's by both, by a behem and by a knife. By a behem and by a knife, so what's the zeis? So Mora says, Ilav, that's not the pasuk of zeis, a meat havim, I would have thought to say, ma'if b'simenecha, just like by a knife, it's enough to cut just one simen, and Rashi said, because the pasuk is clearly by a chatis zeif, v'lo yavdil, don't divide it up. So, I would have thought to say, just like a knife is one simen, maybe after behem is also a simen, it's enough to make a shechita on one simen by a behema. On this cause of Rachmana Torah says, no zois, it's a zois, a miut, that only an oif is enough with one simen, but not by a behema. Behema, the shechita needs two simonim. Now, Tony bar Kapor, our formula is like this. Pasuk says, zois teres a behema vi oif. It says, these are lochas between a behema and a knife. Is hita la kos of liyoy ben behema ledogim. Like after the pasuk of oif, then the pasuk talks about fish. So the kits of birds are in between behemoth and fish. So it's like this: lechayv b'shnei simonim. To say that a knife, a bird, needs two simonim miyefsha. Shekvar hukesh ledogim. Right after the parasha of fish, fish doesn't need shechit at all. Lepoitre b'leklo. Maybe oif does not need a shechit at all. Miyefsha can't say either. Shekvar hukesh lebehema. Oif is in between a behema. It's next to behema. So, okay, how does it come out? Okay, tzad. Hechsher b'simen echod. It's like a little bit, oif is a little bit like a behemoth needs a shechita, a little bit like a daka does need, so it means only one simen. Now, dog, not that we say so, shechita fish. To lav b'nei shechita ninu, you're allowed to eat fish without shechting it first. We know, how do we know this? How do you know you're allowed to eat a shechita, a fish without shechita? Let me, if you want to tell me, Mishnah, so the Pasuk says, Hats, in Bamidra it says, Hatsoin u'boko yishchat lehem. Him is called the Gehayom Yesov Lehem. The other pasuk says the what? The tzoyin and bark of the cattle, you have to make a shechita. But the fish of the yam is Yesov Lehem. Must we just gather them together? So it's mashma biyasifa biyal misagel. It's not just to gather it together. Yeah, Rashi's yeah. Now you don't need a shechita by a dog. It's not just gathering, just taking it out of the water. For the more, that's true. Elam yativ sol gabi shlov, by the birds of the shlov. And also the chsiv, it says over there, v'ayasfu es ha-shlov, that they gather together the shlov. So, achinam, the rules, you want to tell me to lav b'shchito, you don't need a shchito. I amit, he just said before that birds, l'poitre b'loi klumiyef, you can't say birds are put from shchito. Shechva hukash to behema, because birds are hukash to behema. So, for sure, the birds need at least one simen. So, you're telling me now that fish do not need shchito, because it says the word asifa, so by the shlov, the birds, it also says the word asifa. Just gathering together. So Moses postured, "Hosam loyksiv asifa b'makim shchita." By the shlov, it doesn't say asifa b'makim shchita. It just says the mice that they gathered them together. But about later, they had to make a shchita. Ma'ashen kein. Yeah, the yachri. Hosam loyksiv asifa b'makim shchita dachrini. It's not talking about shchita at all. But hawk over here by fish, ksiv asifa b'makim shchita dachrini. But the Pesukim say the other ones, so in the book, you have to make a shechita. But it's called Gehayam Yesaf, Mashmi, even though behemoths need shechita, by fish, you know, fish it's enough just an asifa. So that's the drasha, fish do not need shechita. Now the Gemara says, Dorash, Oiva Galila made a drasha like this. The Mashmi, Oiva Galila, a person from Galila that was passing through, so made a drasha like this. Behema shin of ras mani abosha. But behema was created from the ground, from the dry land. Hechsher b'shnei shimonim. The shechita needs two simonim. Dogim shin of ro min amayim. Fish that was created from the water. Hechsher b'vay klum. You don't need anything. Oif, now see birds. Shin of ro min arakak. it was created like from mud, like from wet ground. So it's like both. Birds are created like from both, from Yabosha and from Mayim. Is there Tachsher b'Simen Echad? It needs at least like half an ear, like one simen. Omer of Shmuel Kiput Koy, Shmuel from Kipoy said like this. Teda, bring your proof. Sherei Oifes Yesh Lam Kashkakesh Bragleim Kidogim. That birds have like scales on them on their feet. They have scales on their feet, just like dogim. That's a proof also that they were a little bit traded, a little bit from water. So that's why birds are in between. Therefore, it needs only one shechita. The other Gemara says v'yoytshol. He has another question. Rashi says min kudrikun hehegma neshab gemliel. He has another question. Rashi said a lot of questions. Yes, this is another one. That kosav echem one pasuk says v'yoyim ulakim yishru tzur amayim cheres nefeshchayo. But Hashem said like this, come out of the water, even the birds. Alma, what do we see? Mi Ivra, that the birds were created from the water. Well, another pasuk says, Vayetzer Hashem Elokim min Adam, created from the ground, kol chayis asod, v'yes kol efashmaim, all the birds, skor tzestira. Alma, what do we see? Mi Ari Ivra was created from the ground, so it's a stira. So Rav Gamliel answered back and said, Minerakak Nivru was created like from the mud, so it's like both, it's called water and ground. So Rav Tamidim Mistaklim Zebezer, so Gamliel saw the way his Tamidim were looking at one another. So Gamliel says to Tamidim, Kosha Binechem Shadachisu es Oivai Bekash, it is so bad that I like pushed away my enemy with straw. In other words, I didn't really tell him the real answer. Kosha Gamliel holds the real answer is that Min Hamayim Nivro. Really, the birds were created from the water. Is so what's from the second pasuk? Because v'lom ha'vin el adam likros lem shein. But the second pasuk is mashma came in adam. It's not really saying it came in adam. It's just talking about that these animals were brought in front of adam that he should call them a name, give them a name. Rashi says kloima v'lom nicht v'kam. Why was there written birds here? Just mishum kriya shein. The Rashi says v'chikama v'yetsa min ha'adam. Kol chayes asoda, and then v'yes kol efashmayim liros meikra loy v'loy ayitzir kori. That's what talks about the birds. It's not talking where it was created from. That's just talking about that it brought it now to give it a name. Now the Gemara says v'yeshemim. Some say that v'loshin achar omel yes hegman. No, and we'll answer back the second answer to the hegman. V'loshin arishin. The first answer omel matamim tefos tamidim v'shum nuxiv al v'yeitzer, because it does say v'loshin v'yeitzer. Mashma is talking about that the oif was created also from the Adama. Then the Teretz's theory is he was created from Rekak, from Mut. Nothing more says, Om Rav Yehuda, Mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas, and Shchit lef min atar, his Shchit is a Midiraisa, an oif does not need Shchita. Shneman the Apostle says, V'shofach, just spill it. Is V'shvicha b'yal masag, it's not just to spill it, spill the blood. You don't have to make a Shchita. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. You're holding the bottom of Chov Zayin on the base of Chov Ches. And the bottom of the Leshala was, if an oif needs a shchita min atar or not. That Yehuda, Yehuda said, Mishum Yitzchak ben Pinchas, ain't shchita was min atar. Because it says, Oroshna v'shofach. So more is the question, Yochi is so, Chaya Namin, the same person who says the word Chaya, she also must be just a shvicha, just spilling the blood is enough. So more says, no, a Chaya is Yitzchak to Psulu HaMikdoshim. It's Ekish to Psulu HaMikdoshim, like we'll soon see later, it's hukish to tzvi v'ayil, and therefore you have to have a shchita. Just like a behemoth needs a shchita, a chai also needs a shchita. For the Gemara, oif nami yiskish to a behemoth, I oif is also hukish to a behemoth, t'chsev it says in the pasuk, zoyis teras a behemoth v'yoif, yet so mashma, just like a behemoth needs a shchita, oif also needs a shchita min atayra. So where it says, no, hook, see the shofach has done, and the pasuk still says the shofach, mashma is enough just to spill the blood. There's a question of my chos is the shagi le oif. Shad Yechai, who told you to put this pasuk on oif? Maybe put it on chaya. Mistav v'no, mishum solik v'nei, it's talking about oif last, therefore the shofar goes upon oif. About oif, it's enough just to spill the blood. So Rashi speaks out, when you have an availer by oif, if it dies by itself, or else you hit it someplace else, not through the simonim. But any time you hit it, you chopped off the neck, like through the simonim, in the chiro and ikor, therefore it's kosher, and oif will become kosher. So now that's the question. Maybe we have a question. It says, "Ha'asheichid." If someone makes a shchita, v'nitnabla b'yoda, and during the shechita comes in a vela, meaning you did one of the psulim of the shechita. Or else, ha'noicher, you just sliced it there, v'yamaker, or you just uprooted the simonim. So, kiss, you did not do a shechita, it's potem l'chasois. And how are we talking about an oif? There's no mitzvah kiss yadam. Because a kiss yadam by an oif is only if you have a hechshetidit. But you do these things, you didn't do a shechita, it's asetidit, so there's no the mitzvah kiss yadam. Now the question is, v'yam, that you can tell me, and shechita lef min ha'tor, the midiraisa, oif does not need a shechita, so, nechirose is doing shechita asoim. Just slicing the neck, that's a shechita. So, liboy kiss, you have to not kiss yadam. So this bright is much more clearly that a knife needs a shechita midiraisa. So where it says no, me start with two told the boys, this bright song about a bird, loy, I'll tell you the chaya, the bright song about a chaya. And by a chaya, that for sure needs a shechita. And therefore, if you don't do a shechita just in the chiro or a maker, you just slice it or pull out the simonim, shechita, you put it from the mitzvah's kisadam. So Hashem come near, it says, ha-shechit, if you want a shecht, and again, the havamin is, you want a shecht, the chicken, the tzorch v'dam, and you need the dam. Says so, tzorch v'dam, so chayav v'chasayit. If you make a good shechita, you have the mitzvah's kisadam, you won't be able to use the dam. So how's the yeter to kill it without having to do the mitzvah's kisadam? So case to the way, so what you do, it says, oy noicher, you just slice through the neck, oy noicher, uproot,